Oh, what is good, Cats fans? Welcome to Chatterbox Bearcats, your home for UC coverage after every single football and basketball game and whenever news breaks. We've got a lot to get into regarding the Cincinnati Bearcats basketball team. Many things have taken place since the last time I've spoken to you. We have scholarships now open, and Cincinnati, as of 2 weeks ago, had nothing available. Had they decided to run it back like, you know, teams typically did for the longest time, you have juniors, you figure they're going to turn into seniors, they're going to graduate the next year, and they're going to finish out their career with the Cincinnati Bearcats. That's not what happens anymore. It's reevaluation, and it's let's go attack the portal. But Cincinnati would have had zero available scholarships, and we all knew that that could not happen. That could not happen. This team was pretty decent last year, but at the same time, they needed to upgrade at numerous positions. And in order to upgrade, you need scholarships. West knows who his alphas are. That was priority number one this offseason. In a day and age where your own players really have to announce whether they're going to return, your priority number one was making sure you get a graphic from Dan, Seamoss, and Jizzle saying they're coming back. That's big time. Now, technically, we're still waiting on the official word from Jizzle, but Edrin James said that his son will be playing in Clifton next season. And you know Edrin James. He doesn't fumble, man. He does not fumble. Seamoss took to social media with a graphic that's official as it gets, and Dan Skillings on a baseball TV interview said that he's coming back for one more season, but just one. So you won't see Dan Skillings as a senior. At this point, we'll take it. The guy averaged 13-6 last year. That right there was Wes Miller's biggest priority this offseason. Get those three to come back. It appears he's done so. Crossing the fingers that that doesn't change this offseason, that those three are returning. That is a core that is ready to compete. Three guys with very separate skill sets that figure to slide right into the starting lineup regardless of who joins the fold. You got mid-range Jizzle, Threemos, Lukosius, and Inspector Gadget, a.k.a. the window cleaner, Dan Skillings, who is just an elite rebounder at the small forward position. So now the big question is, how will Wes Miller surround the core, and will he add anyone else to that core? John Newman and Odio Guama graduated. Top 40 recruit Tyler Betsy and top 150 recruit Tyler McKinley will take Newman and Oguama's two scholarships. Ravon Griffith had already been using a scholarship last season, but now he's added to the mix. Oguama last year was a great teammate. Over the last few years, helped this program during a dark period, and Oguama will be given a standing O whenever he's back in Fifth Third Arena. Big time standing O. But his production, it should be expected to be replaced day one from the freshman Tyler McKinley, because quite frankly, that production is a few minutes a game. That's it. That's likely all that'll be expected of Tyler McKinley entering this year. Anything else is a massive bonus if the Bearcats can get serious production from their freshman big men. John Newman, on the other hand, is not going to be replaced nearly as easily. And here's the deal. If Newman, production-wise, I guess, if you're trying to find a plug-and-place player, why am I talking like Poindexter? If you're trying to find someone that you can just essentially put into the role of defensive stopper, of catalyst, team leader, heart and soul, all that, it's not going to be from a freshman. Wes Miller is going to have to hit the portal to find those same qualities that he had in John Newman. But he's got a crop of guards that can at least try to pick up some of those minutes that John Newman gave you last year. Tyler Betsy could be the better scoring threat from day one, him compared to John Newman. He's a volume shooter that has 6'8 size, shows flashes of being able to put it on the deck. UConn wanted him. Alabama wanted him. Creighton wanted him. He's going to be really good for the Bearcats. However, not going to match John Newman's defense, and most likely his freshman season won't match Newman's overall performance. So there's no swap game. Swap game you could play with these two. Betsy's talented, no doubt about that, but young basketball player, take one look at him. Clearly needs to hit the Monster Factory, maybe get some rebounding tips from Dan Skillings. You never know what to expect defensively from a player that's coming from AAU. So, I mean, he just needs to figure out how to be a big contributor on this team come season's end. And even if that's just, you know, really running 10, 15 minutes a game, that's a big contributor because that's what the Bearcats are going to need. They are going to need depth because they're going to find their dudes in the transfer portal. They need a couple of them. They need a few more dudes. You're not expecting Tyler Betsy to be one of those dudes, but he is one of the top three best recruits UC's landed in the 247 sports era. And because of that, you never know. Maybe he comes in and we see what a Kilpatrick or a Cumberland or an Evans gave us in their first seasons in Clifton. And quite frankly, that was a very productive basketball from freshmen. The other player coming in is Ravon Griffith out of Taft High School. Wiry, a D1 leaper. Knocked down some threes in high school, but let's just put it this way. Was not good enough to beat out sophomore Josh Reed in the rotation, so Griffith was redshirted. How good will Ravon Griffith be? No idea. Let's go ahead and see before we declare anything. Wes Miller's clearly high on Josh Reed, though, because Reed is going to be returning. Day-Day Thomas also announced that he will be returning, meaning the Bearcats' top three scorers, Lukosius, Day-Day, and Dan Skillings, are coming back next season. Aziz Bandego said he will test the NBA draft waters, but plans to finish his career with the Cincinnati Bearcats and said, quote, "Let's do something special." And some players I'm worried about when they test the NBA draft waters, I'm not worried about this one, folks. Too many deficiencies right now in Aziz's game for any NBA team to give him information that he should enter the draft and walk away from college. I truly believe that. If I'm wrong, send me an invoice. With that being said, those are the Bearcats you can expect to see next season. Now for the Cats who've decided to move on. Victor Locken decided against playing overseas and currently sits in the portal. No word yet on who's going after him, but he is considered the ninth best available center in the portal. I would have to imagine that he will wind up on a pretty high level basketball team. SEC, Big Ten, ACC, I was going to say Pac-12, but that doesn't even exist anymore. At the very least, American. I'm not expecting Victor Locken to go dominate the MAC or the Conference USA. But again, we will see. Jameel Reynolds also joins Vic Locken in the portal, and he found a new home quick. Jameel's going to be attending his fourth different school. The South Florida Bulls will be his final stop. And it seemed like a mutual depart. Jameel's from Tampa St. Pete. The Bulls being in Tampa, it clearly makes sense. What doesn't make sense is the fact that he fought tooth and nail for a waiver last year, and now he's transferring again. But hey, quite frankly, I'm not mad about it. Either of the two, Jameel or Victor. I tip my cap to both. I thank you for being Bearcats. Like I said, you'll always get a standing O if you return to the shoe. With that being said, you're weeding the weakest links off your team to free up scholarships. That's the name of the game in college basketball in 2024. Retain your stars, reevaluate everyone else. Victor Lockett and Jameel Reynolds had great moments the past season. They helped the Cats win basketball games. But when push came to shove, they were role players on a team that needed improvement. Not even improvement as much as the Bearcats just needed another player. The only way to land that player is to have open scholarships. The Bearcats now have those too. So A-plus of a job on Wes Miller, making sure the right guy stayed. I'm thinking the Cats are going to likely have a third scholarship opening. Between C.J. Frederick and Sage Tolentino, I'd say there's about a 2% chance that both players are back. Tolentino, he's shown me zero flashes of being a Big 12 caliber player, because quite frankly, he hasn't received the minutes to do so. But Tolentino is a legit 7 feet, still has youth on his side, so who knows what Wes is thinking there. Maybe it's as simple as he's got soft hands and he's 7 feet. You can't give up on this guy until he runs out of eligibility, risk to reward ratio. Who knows? As for CJ, the situation's strange. Because the year didn't go as planned, obviously, which makes me think he'd want that curtain call. You can't go back in time and use your free year 4 years down the road. Maybe you can. I really don't know how that works. But he's not going to. And you can use that free year for your hometown team in a city that you already live in. And your injury the prior year was a hamstring? He's not coming back from an Achilles. So the more I think about that, the more I'm starting to think that CJ Frederick may just run it back. He, like everyone else, will be announcing if he's not returning next season or whether he is returning. So I'm still waiting for that graphic. But at the very least, I mean, think about this season. If the Bearcats had CJ Frederick in games against Texas, in games against, you know, West Virginia or Oklahoma, if the Bearcats had CJ Frederick, that's a weapon late in the game. Just to put it the charity stripe and knock down 85-90%. UC didn't have that shooter this year. They lost a couple of games because they could not knock down free throws. And a reason they couldn't knock down free throws is they had no one to get the no player to get the ball in his hands at the end of the game that was dead eye. CJ Frederick's that guy, and for that reason alone, do you take a gamble on him? It's tough. Hometown guy, great shooter. Be pretty nice to see him ride off into the sunset with a great super senior season where he helps the Bearcats win a lot of games. I don't know. I am expecting 3 total open scholarships. So we're at 2 right now. Between Sage and CJ, one of those guys is leaving. I truly believe that. So expect to fill 3 scholarships this offseason, if not 4. One of those scholarships could be given to someone just across the river. Northern Kentucky's Marquez Warwick. He's a 6'2 guard, averaged 20 last year for the Norse, is 4-time All-Horizon League. The Bearcats landed on his list of top 5. And let's get real. Wes has reached out to a bunch of players at this point, but Marquez probably has the most legit traction as of right now. It's also worth noting, Wes did not land his first transfer last offseason until mid-April. Expect the madness to ensue very soon. One player that's in the portal, but not connected to UC in the slightest, Bronny James. No ties to UC. His father had no ties to UC, or did he? Apparently, I never knew this, LeBron just revealed a bombshell that he loves Cincinnati Bearcats basketball.
I'm saying, like, I love Cincinnati. You know, what Logan and Reuben Patterson, you know, and Kenyon Martin, all those guys. And then when Kenny Satterfield stepped in, DeMar Johnson, it was like, I don't know. I remember as a kid watching that. Like, when I was growing up, I wanted to go to Cincinnati because of the uniforms and because of Hugs.
Who knew? Cats fans are all coming after Nancy Zimfer on social media. What the hell, Nancy? Let's not forget, though, guys. There were no one-and-dones back in the day. You could go straight to the league. So, in no alternate reality, was LeBron James ever coming to Cincy or any university, for that matter. But I play that soundbite to tell you all, we're the f***ing Cincinnati Bearcats. So, when you think we should accept a 7-11 Big 12 season, no! LeBron James wanted to go here. Don't accept mediocrity. This is a great program, and I do truly believe Wes has taken all the right steps to getting us back to the big stage. Freeing up those scholarships was big. He now needs to fill those spots with the missing ingredients. He's like a chef. Chef Wes, cooking in the kitchen. Last year's team was close, but it was missing something. What was it missing? West needs to go locate and land what was missing. This is Chatterbox Bearcats, everyone. Have a great day.